来观察吃音服务员一人听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2018年5月16日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了 Vedatron 团队，为我们继续讲解《永恒的全三两经》。全三两全二三分享 ，Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 9 Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Travels to the Holy Places
今天我们继续来学习永恒的全三两经全三两 Charitamrita Madhya Lila 通篇逍遥的第九章主须垂丹娘马哈巴布的圣地之游。
We are speaking today from the tropical city of Shenzhen.
今天呢，我们是在深圳这座城市给大家讲课。深圳呢，是一片这个热带的风光。
Staying at the beautiful home of our dear devotee friends.
我们呢，在我们非常亲爱的奉献者朋友的家里给大家讲课。
And we just completed a very nice workshop for 3 days in Guangzhou.
我们刚刚结束了在广州的一个三天的工作坊。
So now we are spending time with the devotees.
那现在呢，工作坊已经结束，我们就是跟奉献者在一起了。
We will try to finish the chapter today.
今天呢，我们会把这一章结束。
It's quite amazing because it's going to be almost 1 year that we spend on this chapter.
那是非常有意思。我们这一章呢，花了大约得有一年的时间。那Madhya Lila 8。
Yes, right.
我们主要的时间呢是在中篇的第八章上花了很长的时间，然后现在是第九章，那第九章就快结束了。
Anyway.One time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati lectured on the first verse of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam for 1 month.
那有一次呢，是了 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 就圣典佛教瓦坛第一篇第一章的第一个时节，整整讲了一个月的时间。
So when we speak about Krishna, time does not exist anymore.
那当我们去谈到 Krishna 的时候，时间似乎都不复存在了。
Last week we discussed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meeting with the followers of Madhva Acharya.
那么上一周呢，我们就是讲到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Madhva Acharya 的追随者们的见面。
And we explained about the different.Vaishnava Sampradayas.
我们也谈到了不同的 Vaishnava Sampradaya, 不同的 Vaishnava 的师徒传承。
And the philosophy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established, which brings all the Vaishnava Sampradayas under one roof.
那么我们呢，也谈到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个哲学。他的这个哲学呢，是集所有的 Vaishnava 哲学于一身。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accomplished many things during those travels.
所以呢，就在这样的旅程之中，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，完成了很多重大的事情。
And there were none that were less important than the others. They were all very important.
他所做的一切都是非常的重要的。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will continue his travels now after leaving the city of Udupi.
那么现在呢, 主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就离开了 Udupi 城, 继续向前走。
So bear with us, we're going to give you names of different towns and villages and holy rivers.
那从现在开始, 我们要讲到他的旅程, 在这个旅程中呢, 出现了很多圣地的名字, 圣和的名字, 所以呢有很多很多的名字。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Tritakupa.
主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到了 Tritakupa。
And in each place he travels, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does two things. He visits the local temple and the local deity, and he takes bath in the river.
那么每到一处呢, 主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一定会做两件事情。 一件事情呢，就是去拜访当地的神庙，去觐见神像。第二件事情就是到圣河去沐浴。Then
he went to the town of Panchapsara Tirtha.
那接下来他就来到了另外一个小镇，叫 Panchapsara Tirtha.
And after seeing that place, he went to the famous place called Gokarna.
那去完了那个地方之后。 还有继续来到了一个叫 Gokarna 的地方。
Then he went to Dvaipayani.
然后又来到了 Dvaipayani.
And then he went to Suparnaka Tirtha.
接下来又来到了 Suparnaka Tirtha.
Suparnaka Tirtha, yes. Then he visited the place of Kolhapur.
然后呢，他又拜访了 Kolhapur.
Kola.
Kola.
And then the place of Kshira Bhagavati.
然后又来到了 Kshira Bhagavati.
Yes. And saw the deity of Langa Ganesh.
然后觐见了一尊叫 Langa Ganesh 的神像.
From there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the very famous town of Pandharpur.
那离开那里之后呢, 主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就来到了一座著名的城市叫 Pandharpur.
Pandharpur is a very famous holy place in South India.
Pandharpur 是南印度的一座神圣的名城。
There is a deity called Vital.
他有尊神像叫 Vital.
Vital is a deity of Narayan standing with two hands reaching out.
那么这尊神像呢就是那样的神像，它是站立在那里，双手呢伸，就是平举伸出。
Yes, and then at that place of Pandharpur, he took prasadam at the home of a brahmana.
然后在Pandharpur呢，他就和一位brahmana一起，共进大餐，就是在这个 brahmana 的家里。
And the brahmana told him that in the town of Pandharpur, there is a famous sannyasi, and his name is Sri Rangapuri.
那么这个婆罗门呢，就是告诉主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，在这个潘的普里，在这个地方呢，有一位非常著名的一个人，他的名字就叫 Sri Rangapuri.
And Sri Rangapuri happened to be a disciple of Madhavendra Puri.
那 Sri Rangapuri呢？ 恰好就是 Sri Madhavendra Puri的门徒。
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Sri Rangapuri is in the town, he immediately wanted to see him.
那主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu一听说 Sri Rangapuri呢, 就在这个地方, 所以呢, 他便迫不及待地想要见到他。
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Rangapuri, immediately he paid his obeisances to him and fell flat to the ground.
那主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu一见到Sri Rangapuri，并不由自主的五体投地的在地上礼拜。And
he exhibited symptoms of ecstatic love, such as tears and jubilation and trembling and perspiration.
那所有的这些狂喜的真相都在他身上一一的出现，比如说流泪啊、狂喜啊、颤抖啊、出汗啊。
And we will understand why very shortly.
那我们等会儿就会知道为什么。
So when Ranga Puri saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in such a condition, he asked him to please get up, don't stay on the ground. And then he told him that you can only have those symptoms if you are related to Madhavendra Puri. So this goes back to the fact that Madhva Acharya had a disciplic succession.
那我们现在这样就又得说回去，那就是说到Madhvacharya
had a disciplic succession. And one of the disciples in the line of Madhvacharya was Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha.
Madhavendra Puri was a Lakshmipati Tirtha.
So, from Lakshmipati came Madhavendra Puri, and from Madhavendra Puri, a new line was created. Before Madhavendra Puri came, Krishna was being worshipped alone.
那么在Madhavendra Puri来到这个世界之前，所有的人他们崇拜的只是单单的就是Krishna。
But Madhavendra Puri established the worship of Krishna with Radha.
但是呢，从Madhavendra Puri开始，他又确立了一种新的崇拜方式。
And therefore, unless one is connected to the line of Madhavendra Puri, one sadhana cannot bring about symptoms of love of Radha and Krishna. So, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting these symptoms of love of Krishna and Radha, Sri Ranga Puri understood, you must be connected to Madhavendra Puri. So Ranga Puri is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And therefore he is a god brother of Ishvara Puri, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. So they embraced each other and they began to cry in ecstasy. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Ranga Puri about his relationship with Ishvara Puri. He said, yes, Ishvara Puri is my spiritual master. So they began to discuss Krishna Katha. And then out of curiosity, Ranga Puri asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about his birthplace, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, I am coming from Navadvip.
那么接下来呢, Ranga Puri 就出于好奇就问起了是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的出生地, 然后呢, 是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说, 他就是在 Navadvip 出生的。
So Ranga Puri told him, oh, I went to Navadvip one time with my spiritual master, with Madhavendra Puri.
那是Ranga Puri就对主持他娘的哈帕夫说，那我曾经和我的灵性导师Madhavendra Puri去过Navadvip。And
I remember very well what happened in Navadvip.
我非常清晰地记得当时在Navadvip发生的事。Now
we have to understand that Ranga Puri is definitely much, much older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那这里我们不要忘了，Ranga Puri呢？
Because he went to Navadvip with Madhavendra Puri, and that's at that time that Madhavendra Puri gave initiation to Advaita Acharya. So this is even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared.
所以呢，这些事情呢，其实是发生在Chaitanya Mahaprabhu显现之前。So
Ranga Puri says, yes, I accompanied Madhavendra Puri to the house of Jagannath Mishra.
他说呢，是的，我记得呢，我跟随着我的灵性导师 Madhavendra Puri 来到了 Jagannath Mishra的家里。
He even remembered what he ate at that house.
他甚至还记得在 Jagannath Mishra的家里吃了些什么。
And then he said, I also remember the wife of Jagannath Mishra. She was a very devoted and very chaste. She had so much affection. She was like the mother of the universe.
然后他说呢，我还清晰地记得Jagannath Mishra的妻子，她是一位充满着奉献之心的一位贞洁的女子，而且她充满着爱，就像是宇宙之母一样。
That she was an expert cook.
她也是一位烹饪的高手。
And she used to be very affectionate towards all the sannyasis. This was a tradition that when Vaishnava sannyasis would travel to Navadvip, they would always stay at the home of Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata.
而且呢，她对所有的这些sannyasis们呢，都是非常的关爱，对他们非常的好。 当时其实已经形成了一种传统，就是所有的来朝圣的这些sannyasis、托钵僧们，都会来到Jagannath Mishra和Sachimata的家里。And
she would treat those sannyasis like her own sons.
而Sachimata呢，就会把他们都当成自己的孩子一样来对待。So
we have to understand that if a Vaishnava sannyasi want to stay at our home, then we should feel the most fortunate of any devotee.
所以说呢，如果一旦有一位Vaishnava的sannyasi、Vaishnava的托钵僧来到我们的家中，我们应当感到荣幸之至，会觉得自己是最幸运的奉献者。If
we have a sannyasi staying at our home, then our home becomes Vaikuntha.
因为当一位Vaishnava sannyasi住在我们家中的时候，
我们的家立刻就变成了白坤达无忧心秀。And then at that home, when we receive a sannyasi, we should render service, we should wash their feet, we should feed them nicely.
那么当这样的一位Vaishnava sannyasi在我们家中落脚的时候，我们就要非常悉心地照料他，要做非常好吃的，给他吃，然后还要为他沐浴莲花池。So
up until now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only told Sri Ranga Puri that he is from Navadvip. He hasn't told her, he hasn't told Ranga Puri that he is the son of Jagannath Mishra.
Right.
So Ranga Puri also remembered that in that house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata, they had a son And that son had left home to accept sannyas. I think he took sannyas when he was 14 years old. His name was Shankar Aranya. So Rangapuri told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this particular sannyasi, Shankar Aranya, he had attained perfection in the holy place of Pandharpur.
那么是Rangapuri就对主持人家马哈巴布说呢，就是这位Sanyasi，就是他的名字就叫Shankaranya，他是在Pandharpur这个圣地达到了完美。Okay,
so now we finish the full circle.
那现在呢，我们就是整，就是这个就是把整个事情的来龙去脉都讲了一遍。Let's
go back in time.
然后我们再追溯回去。Sachi
Mata and Jagannath Mishra make arrangements for Shankar Aranya to get married.
然后呢，就是Sachi Mata 和 Jagannath Mishra呢，就做好了一个安排，就是给Shankar Aranya呢安排了一个婚事。
At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just a little baby Nimai.
那个时候呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，还是一个婴儿，那就大家都管他叫Nimai。
So Shankar Aranya becomes very agitated at this idea, and he gets up, he leaves the house, and he goes traveling to take sannyas.
那么Shankaranya呢，他一直心中非常的不平静，总是被这样一种强烈的愿望所驱使着，所以他终于就离开了家，然后就做了一名脱钵僧，脱钵僧。After
Shankaranya left the home, Jagannath Mishra could not bear the pain of separation and left this world.
那么当Shankaranya离开了家之后呢，Jagannath Mishra 再也无法忍受这种分离的痛苦，于是，在悲伤中就离开了人世。
So Sachi Mata was Sachi Mata was so sad, so affected by her son taking sannyas and her husband leaving the world.
所以呢，这个时候呢，山崎。 Sachi妈妈其实就受了双重的打击，一方面她的儿子呢离家出走，成了sannyasi，另外一方面她又失去了自己心爱的丈夫。So
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming out of his home, I will get married.
那么这个时候呢，为了安慰自己的母亲，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢就向他的母亲承诺说。 我一定不会做sannyasi，我一定会结婚的。But
as we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did get married, but ultimately he took sannyas.
那我们知道后来发生的事情是这样的，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，他的确是履行了他的诺言，他结婚了，但是最后还是离开家，做了一位sannyasi，托钵僧。Then
he settled in Puri on his mother's instructions.
然后呢，他就听从了他的母亲的训示，就在这个Jagannath Puri，就在Puri呢，就落脚了。But
then, as soon as he arrived there, he told the devotees, "I'm going to tour South India."
但是他在Puri没待多久，就对奉献者们说：“现在开始，我就要去南印度旅行了。”And
the reason he gave is, "I have to look for my brother."
那么他的理由是什么？他说我要去南印度去寻找我的哥哥。So
now he arrives at Pandharpur, and he finds out from Rangapuri, your brother left this world here in Pandharpur.
那么现在他就来到了Pandharpur这个地方，他又见到了Sri Rangapuri，所以呢，Sri Rangapuri就亲口告诉他说，你的哥哥呢？ 就是在这个地方离开了凝视。
So, at the place of Pandharpur, Shankararanya left this world to go back to Goloka Vrindavan, and at that place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets Ranga Puri.
所以呢，就是在这个地方，是 Ranga Puri。
Yes.
那就是说，在这个地方呢，就是当年 Mahaprabhu 的哥哥Shankararanya 呢，就是在这个地方离开的。然后呢，他就去到了百分百，就是无忧心树。那么Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也是在这个地方见到了Sri Rangapuri。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Rangapuri, actually Shankararanya is my brother and Jagannath Mishra is my father.
所以这个时候Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就对Sri Rangapuri 说，其实Shankararanya就是我的哥哥，而我呢，就是Vishwapuri的儿子。
So after spending time together with Rangapuri, Rangapuri left Pandharpur to travel to Dwarka.
然后呢Rangapuri 呢就是他呢就是在这个后来就离开了这个 Pandharpur, 就去到了 Dwarka 当他在见到了Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之后就出发。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath in the Bhima River and then took darshan of the vital deity.
然后呢Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在Bhima河中沐浴，然后呢又去了叫Vita神像的这个庙里去觐见了神像。
Now, I want to mention something now because yesterday began the month of Purushottam.
昨天呢 Purushottam 也已经正式的开始。
And many devotees are inquiring about this.
很多奉献者呢都询问了有关这个 Purushottam 月的事儿。
So normally every 2 years there is what we know as the Purushottam month, the month of Purushottam.
那么这个 Purushottam 这个月呢，它是三年一次，每隔两年呢就。
It's an extra month which is added to the Vaishnav calendar.
这个呢，它被称为闰月，它是 Vaishnava 这个日历当中多出来的一个月。
According to the lunar calendar.
这个是根据农历来计算的。
But then every few years we have what we call the Purushottam mass, which is another extra month.
Can you please?
Every few years, we add another month.
过几个年呢，我们就会有增加一个月。
And that month is meant to be even 3 times more powerful than the month of Kartik.
那么这个月份呢，甚至要比我们所大家熟知的这个 Kartik 月还要吉祥。
We know that the month of Kartik is very important for the Vaishnava devotees to make spiritual advancement.
那我们知道这个 Kartik 月呢，对于我们 Vaishnava 奉献者同性的进步来说是至关重要。
But this month of Purushottam, which began yesterday until the 13th of June, is even more important.
但是从昨天开始的这个 Purushottam 月呢，甚至就是它要在六月十三号结束，这个月份呢，甚至要比 Kartik 月还要重要。
But then the devotees are asking, then what should we do during that month if it is so? What is there to follow?
奉献者们可能会有这样的问题：如果说这个月不是说上个月是那么重要的话，那么我们应该要遵守些什么呢
？So first we have to see what the devotees do in the holy dham.
首先我们先看一下在圣地奉献者们在这个月份会做一些什么。
So in the holy dham, because the facility is there, people, they go and bathe in the holy river.
因为在这个圣地具备这样的条件，所以呢奉献者们呢就会都到圣地去沐浴。
And they go on parikram.
然后呢他们就开始这个 parikram，
they visit many holy places，
然后他们会去到很多的圣地，
they do special service，
做一些非常特别的服务，
they perform some austerities，
然后呢从事一些苦行，
they chant specific mantras， So in our situation in China, all we can do during this month, it's just like during the month of Kartik. We can increase our chanting in quality and quantity. We can increase our reading. We can increase our association.
所以呢，我们在这个月，我们应该是在中国，所以我们可以呢，做就像在开春和月的时候做的那样，我们可以增加我们的念诵的数量和尽量的去提高那个质量。然后呢，除此之外，还有增加阅读，增加和奉献者们的联谊。So
this is very auspicious month to increase our sadhana bhakti.
那么这个月呢，是非常的。 吉祥的，非常的有助于去提高我们的Dharana Bhakti，我们的分量的规范修持的质量。And
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing the perfect example, as I mentioned previously. Wherever he went, he visited the local temple, he offered puja, and then he bathed in the local holy river.
真的是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，就以他的这个典范，为我们树立了一个榜样。 无论他来到哪里的话，他都会去拜访庙宇，觐见神像，做铺展。So
for example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the bank of the river Krishna Venva.
举个例子，比如说呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就去了一条河叫 Krishna Venva.
And this river is very famous because the great Vaishnava Bilva Mangal Thakur used to live on the bank of that river.
那么这条河是非常的著名的，因为有一个非常著名的奉献者叫Bilva Mangal Thakur，就重新住在那个河岸边。So
in that place, there was a community of pure devotees.
所以在那里呢，就聚集了一群纯粹的奉献者。And
those pure devotees, they used to study a very famous book.
那这些纯粹的奉献者们，他们 当时一直都在研习一部非常重要的经典。And
this book is known as Krishna Karanamrita.
这部书的名字就叫Krishna Karanamrita。Which
was written by Bilva Mangal Thakur.
这部书的著作者就是Bilva Mangal Thakur。And
this book is not very big. There are only 112 verses.
那么这本书呢，篇幅不是很长，只有
And it has been commented on by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So this book is also available today. But I don't think it's been translated in Chinese. Krishna Karanamrita discusses very intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Bilva Mangal Thakur used to be an impersonalist. But later on he became a Vaishnava. This happened hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And the story of Bilva Mangal Thakur is also very famous. That he became attracted to a prostitute named Chintamani. Even on the day of his father's funeral, he decided to go and see Chintamani. And she told him, if you have the same determination to see me, to see Krishna, then you would be a pure devotee by now.
如果你想见Krishna的愿望，就像你现在想来见我那么强烈的话，那么你早已经是一个纯粹的奉献者。So
even the prostitute like Chintamani could give instruction, and she became his shiksha guru.
一个妓女，像陈他们那这样的一位妓女，她也能够去教导，比如蒙德塔库，成为，也就是说她成为了她的这个训士的雇主。
Then Bilva Mangal Thakur took initiation from a bona fide spiritual master.
然后 Bilva Mangal Thakur 呢，就从一位名副其实的灵性导师那里得到了启迪。
Who gave him instruction to go to Vrindavan.
这个灵性导师就给他一个训示，让他去 Vrindavan.
And just before arriving in Vrindavan, Bilva Mangal Thakur was still affected by lusty desires.
但是呢，在踏入 Vrindavan 之前，
So he went to the home of a Brahmana, and the Brahmana says, What can I give you? You're my guest. And Bilva Mangal Thakur says, I want to enjoy your wife.So the Brahmana said, Fine, you can enjoy my wife. Because a Brahmana never refuses any request from a guest. And just as Bilva Mangal Thakur was about to touch the wife of the Brahmana, he took the hairpin from her hair and he plucked his eyes and became blind.
Bilva Mangal Thakur 呢，他刚想去碰这个婆罗门的这个妻子，然后突然间就醒悟过来，他就从他的头发上拔下了一只锋利的簪子，就夺下了自己的眼睛。
So he ran away from the house and he went to live in Vrindavan for the rest of his life.
So he went to the house and he went to live in Vrindavan for the rest of his life. So he went to the house and he went to live in Vrindavan for the rest of his life.
And he realized that unless one gives up any material desires, one will never be able to find Krishna. So in Vrindavan, Bilva Mangal Thakur attained pure bhakti. So much so that Krishna himself used to come and play with him.
当他达到了这么高的这个分爱的完美，以至于 Krishna 都亲自的来到他的身边，和他一起嬉戏。
So that's when Bilva Mangal Thakur composed the Krishna Karanamrita.
所以就这样呢，就 Bilva Mangal Thakur 他就撰著了这部书，就叫做Krishna Karanamrita.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard that those devotees had this book.He copied the book immediately. And he said, there are no other books that can compare with Krishna Karanamrita.
Krishna Karanamrita 这部书是无可比拟的，没有任何其他的书可以与它
Anyone who reads Krishna Karanamrita will understand everything about pure devotional service to Radha and Krishna. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has two books in his possession. One is the Brahma Samhita.And the other is Krishna Karanamrita.
现在呢，只听了马哈帕布呢，就保存了两部书了。一部书就是之前的那个 Brahma Samhita 婆罗门的最后一段翻篇本集，还有一部书呢，就是他现在刚得到的 Krishna Karanamrita.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the bank of the river Tapi.
然后呢，只听了马哈帕布，他又来到了一条圣河叫 Tapi.
Then he went to the river Narmada.
Now you're to the Narmada.
Then he went to the holy place of Danus Tirtha. And then he went to the forest of Dandakaranya, which is very famous for the pastimes of Ramachandra and Sita. So in that place, there's a place called Saptatala. Saptatala means seven palm trees. And these trees are mentioned in the Ramayana. So these trees were very old. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw these trees, he embraced them. And right in front of him, those seven trees went back to Vaikuntha. And of course, people were witnessing this and they wonder, who is this sannyasi? And they thought, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none different than Lord Ramachandra.
当然了，当时的这个情景呢，很多人都亲眼的目睹了，所以他们就在想，说这个释迦牟尼佛他就是罗摩衬衫本人。Then
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath in the lake known as Pampa.
后来呢，释迦牟尼佛又在一个被称为Pampa的湖里沐浴。Then
he went to the famous holy place of Nashik.
去了一个圣地名叫Nashik，and
went to the river Brahmagiri.
又去了Brahmagiri河，and
then he went to the Godavari River.
然后又去了Godavari河。So
in each place he visited the temple, took bath in the holy river.
所以每到一个地方，他必做两件事情，一个就是去当地的这个庙里，然后还有一个就是去圣河去沐浴。
He delivered the people by chanting the holy name of Krishna. He converted all the Mayavadis into Krishna consciousness. And finally, he returned to Vidyanagara. And Vidyanagara is where he met Sri Ramananda Roy. So as soon as he arrived in Vidyanagara, Ramananda Roy was running to go and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and fell flat to the ground and touched his lotus feet.
他一到了维也纳的拉曼南达拉雅，立刻向他飞奔而去，触碰他的莲花足，并且呢，就五体投地的顶拜在他的莲花足。And
they embraced each other in ecstasy of love for Radha and Krishna.
他们紧紧地拥抱在一起，内心中充满着对 Radha 和 Krishna 的狂喜。So
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with Ramananda Roy and he told him all about his trouble to South India. Remember that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been gone for 6 years. That's a long time. And then Lord Chaitanya told him that, look, I have two books here, Krishna Karanamrita and Brahma Samhita. So he gave the two books to Ramananda Roy and he says, everything that you told me about in our conversation 6 years ago, it's all in those two books.
And 都在这两部书中能够找到。
So Ramanandora started to copy the books himself.
那这个时候 Ramanandora 呢，也开始把这两本书呢手抄了下来。
Today we just order books from Lohitaksha Prabhu.
今天呢，我们只要一想到要有书的话，只要向 Lohitaksha 订就可以了。
Lohitaksha Prabhu.
Lohitaksha Prabhu 订就行。
But before, when the book came, you could not get a copy. You had to write it.
但是之前的话，如果呢，你看到了一部书的话，你想拥有它，那个时候没有印刷，你必须得要把它手抄下来，就成了一部手稿。
And when Ramananda Roy will go to Jagannath Puri later on, these two books will go from one devotee to another, so they can copy themselves, so they can have their own copies.
那么后来呢，当 Ramananda 去到 Puri 之后，这两部书呢就从奉献者的手中一一的传递，那么很多的奉献者都把它手抄了下来。
And it was the same even during the time of the Goswamis. All the books were handwritten.
那么在这个 Goswami 的这个时代，那个时候所有的书也都是手稿。
So when all the Goswamis of Vrindavan finished writing all their books, and those books were taken to Bengal, the devotees were spending their whole time copying books.
你当给 Goswami 们把这些书写完的时候，这些书呢就被带到了孟加拉，在孟加拉呢，奉献者们就花大量的时间把这些书呢抄写下来。
You can imagine the eagerness when they received the new manuscript to spend the time to write. We're talking hundreds of pages that they would handwrite.
你们可想而知，这样一部由几百页所组成的这个手稿，这个原稿到达了奉献者手里的时候，他们内心是多么的激动。
So we should not.Take for granted when we have Prabhupada's books, we should not let the book sit on the shelf. We should read those books thoroughly.
所以呢，当我们拿到了 Srila Prabhupada 书籍的时候呢，千万呢就不要去忽略它，不要让它束之高阁。我们应当要花时间去认真的研读。
And we should also be eager to have all the books that come out to be translated for the benefit of the Chinese devotees.
而且所有的这些书呢，我们都应该要想方设法的把它翻译出来，能够让所有的中国奉献者都能读到。
For example, a few days ago, Gopi Gita Mataji told me that she has finally completed after 2 years.The 6 volumes of the Prabhupada Lilamrita.
那就像是几天之前呢，Gopi Gita Mataji就告诉我说，他花了2年的时间，终于把这个Prabhupada Lilamrita给翻译完毕了。
So I hope that those 6 volumes will be published soon.
那我希望这六卷书呢，可以很快的就能够印刷出来。
So, of course, when the devotees and the people of Vidyanagara heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was back in the town, they all came to see him.
那当然了，在这个 Vidyanagara 的所有这些奉献者听说了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到来了，所以就都纷纷的迫不及待的赶来见他。
And they all ecstatically chanted the holy name with Lord Chaitanya.
他们都激动万分的去唱诵。
But just like they did before, at night time, Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy would meet together privately and discuss Krishna Katha.
那么就像之前六年前那样，Ramananda Roy 和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 都会在夜深人静的时候，他们单独的在一起，然后去谈论 Krishna Katha。这些机密的内容 ，Krishna 的有关 Krishna 的话题。
Now, remember that Lord Chaitanya had made a request to Ramananda Roy, who is the governor of the province of Vidyanagara, to quit his position and move to Puri to stay with him all the time.
那我们还记得，就是曾经主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他曾经就是说建议 Ramananda Roy 能够放弃他在维迪安塔达的作为行政长官管理者的、就是这个重要的职位，然后呢能够搬到 Puri 去。
Ramanandori followed that instruction and he informed Lord Chaitanya that he has written the letter to the king asking him permission to finish his work and move to Jagannath Puri.
那 Ramanandori 呢这个时候就告诉主持他的脸他不会说了他听从了他的这个训令已经给当地的 Vidyanagara 的国王已经写了信然后呢就是请求他能够完成自己的工作然后呢就赋闲辞职然后就去搬到这个 Jagannath Puri 去居住
And now the king has given his permission Yes, you can move to Jagannath Puri
那这个国王呢现在呢他就已经就是答应了他的这个请求就说现在呢你就可以走了可以去 Jagannath Puri 了
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said That is the reason why I came back here to Vidyanagara I want you to come back with me to Jagannath Puri.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说这就是为什么我再一次回到 Vidyanagara 的原因。我要带上你，我们一起回 Jagannath Puri.
So Lord Ramanandaroy says, no, 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 we can't do this.
Ramanandaroy 呢，他说不，这不行。
Why?
为什么不能一起走呢？
Because Ramanandaroy is the governor. Wherever he goes, he's got soldiers.Elephants, palanquins, servants.
那么因为 Ramanandaroy 是那里的最高的管理者，所以说呢，他所到之处呢，一定就是有浩浩荡荡的队伍跟随着他，有这个许多的马匹呀、大象呀、士兵啊，然后呢，就是锣鼓喧嚣的会跟随着他。
And horses.
还有马呀。
马。So it's not good for a sannyasi to be seen in such opulence.
那么这样的一种这种隆重的这种情景呢，一个 sannyasi 不太适合出现在这个画面里。
So he told Lord Chaitanya, "You go ahead to Jagannath Puri. Within 10 days, I will follow you."
所以 Ramanandaroy 就对主前三年马哈法布说，您先启程。十天之后呢，我就跟随你而来。
So now this is what we call in English the home run.
所以呢
，the last stretch.
就是在这个英语里面呢，就好像在这个棒球赛当中呢，最后有一个叫 home run， 就是说最后就是回到那个起点。我忘了中文，它这个球赛里面叫什么？最后的一轮呢
？Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now.Is going back to Jagannath Puri after 6 years.
这个叫本垒跑，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就是说，在过了这个六年之后呢，他终于回到了 Jagannath Puri.
So he used exactly the same road that he used when he came from Puri to Vidyanagara.
所以呢，他当时从 Jagannath Puri 来到 Vidyanagara。是走了一条路，那么他这次呢就照着原路返回了。
This is the same place where he had gone from village to village and got everyone to chant Hare Krishna.
那就是在这条路上，他从一个村庄走到另外一个村庄，所到之处呢，让所有的人都唱诵起 Krishna 的圣名。
This is the same place where he converted Kurma Brahmana.Where he gave his mercy to Vasudev Datta.
他呢就是在这里改变了 Kurma Brahmana， 然后呢，还有，就是，Vasudev Datta， 他也是在这里遇到了 Vasudev Datta， 给予了他巨大的仁慈。
And then finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at the small town of Alalanath.
最后呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就来到了一个小镇，叫 Alalanath。
So Alalanath is about 40 kilometers south of Puri on the beach.
Alalanath 它是位于这个海边，就是在离这个 Puri 南部40公里的地方。
There's a bus going there all the time.
从这个 Jagannath Puri 和这个 Alalanath 之间有大的。 法，专门的王法。
There's a special temple in Alalanath.
那 Alalanath 呢，就有一个非常特别的小庙。
Because Lord Chaitanya used to go there sometime on a retreat.
Lord Chaitanya.
Yeah.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 有的时候就会去 Alalanath 的这座庙里面去进修。
Especially when Lord Jagannath used to be on his seclusion, Lord Chaitanya could not handle the separation from Lord Jagannath, so he would go to Alalanath.
那么当这个有的时候当主加格纳的这个神像呢，他不能见这个公众的时候，那这个时候呢，主持人马哈帕布就没有办法忍受和加格纳的主加格纳的这种分离之情，他就会来到阿拉拉纳的独自进修，来去缓解自己内心的这种分离的痛苦。
So Lord Chaitanya in that place, he would lie down on the stone slab.
他那里有一块石板，主持人坦尼亚马哈帕布呢，他去的时候就会经常躺在这块石板上。
And one day, out of separation from Lord Jagannath,The body of Lord Chaitanya was so much burning out of separation that the stone melted.
那有一天呢，主持坦尼亚马哈帕布的内心燃烧着和主持坦尼亚和主加赞纳的这个分离的痛苦。那这种分离的火焰实在是太炽烈了，以至于主持坦尼亚马哈帕布的身体的这种热量。都把这块石头给融化了。
So if you go to that temple today, you will still have darshan of that stone slab and you see the shape of Lord Chaitanya in the stone.
今天如果当你去这座庙的时候，你依然可以看到这个石板，那上面依然可以 darshan， 可以觐见到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身形，因为那块石板呢，它是融化了，上面有 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的。
So Lord Chaitanya stayed in Alalanath and he sent his assistant, remember Krishna Das, he sent him to Puri. He said, you go to Puri and you inform Lord Nityananda that I am back.
那么当在这个 Alalanath 的时候，他就把自己的仆人 Krishna Das 派去 Puri， 让他去通知主 Nityananda， 告诉主 Nityananda 呢，我已经回来了。
So as soon as Lord Nityananda find out,From Krishna Das that Lord Chaitanya had arrived, he immediately started to go.
那么这个主尼天南的 Prabhu 呢，他从Krishna Das 那里一听到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 已经回来的这个消息之后呢，立刻就起身出发了。
So of course, Lord Nityananda didn't catch the bus.
当然那个时候主尼天南达是没有办法坐大巴的。
He walked.
所以他是徒步而行。
But he walked in ecstasy.
但是呢，他是欣喜若狂的在徒步而行。
So Damodar Pandit went with him, Mukunda went with him, Jagannanda went with him.
所以呢，这个 Damodar Pandit、Mukunda Das 和Jagannanda 呢，他们都跟随着主尼天南达。
Gopinath Acharya went with him.
还有 Gopinath Acharya 也跟随着他。
Even Sababa Bhattacharya went.
甚至连萨巴波玛巴塔扎拉也跟随着他们。
Imagine when they come on the beach and they meet Lord Chaitanya after 6 years, they embrace each other so tightly.
你想象一下，六年的分离之后，他们和主持人泰玛哈巴布又在海边相聚了，他们紧紧的拥抱在一起。想象一下这种激动万分的场景。
And they could not speak to each other. They were just crying out of ecstasy.
那个时候呢，他们都喜极而泣，他们声音哽咽，都说不出话来了。
Sababa Bhattacharya fell down at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya picked him up and embraced him.
Sababa Bhattacharya 呢，狂喜的他匍匐在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的莲花足下，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢。立刻就把他扶起，就紧紧地拥抱了他。
So they all returned to Jagannath Puri together.
这样他们一起都回到了 Jagannath Puri.
And Lord Chaitanya finally he had darshan of Lord Jagannath.
终于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 得到了 Jagannath 神像的 darshan.
And again he expressed all these symptoms of pure love for Krishna.
我们对于 Krishna 的纯粹的爱的这些症状呢，又都在他的身上一一的显现。
The pujaris came forward, they covered him with flower garlands.
Pujari 呢，来到他的跟前，用花环堆满了他的一身。
And they gave him Mahaprasadam from Lord Jagannath.
然后也把这个主 Jagannath 的 Mahaprasadam 给予了他。
Then they went to the home of Kashi Mishra.
接下来他们就来到了 Kashi Mishra 的家。
Because this is where Lord Chaitanya will actually settle down.
那因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，最后就会安顿在 Kashi Mishra 的家里。
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya invited Lord Chaitanya to his home for lunch.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 呢，就向主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 发出了邀请，请他到家里来用午餐。
So you can imagine they must have had a huge feast.
想象一下，当时一定是一个丰盛的大餐。
And Lord Chaitanya, just to make Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya happy, he slept at his home that night.
那就是为了让 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 高兴，所以呢，当天夜里，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢没有离开，就在他家里啊过了一夜。
But they didn't sleep.
但是呢，他们并没有睡。
All the devotees came, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them everything about his tour of South India.
所有的奉献者呢，都纷纷的来到了 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的家里。他们呢，一整夜这个都在一起。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就把他在南印度之旅上发生的事情呢的来龙去脉都一一的告诉了所有的奉献者。
And then he told Sarvabhauma, he said.All over India, I looked for somebody who would be as good as you, but I could not find anyone. You are so unique.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就对 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 说，我走遍了印度，想找到一个像你这么出色的人，但是我就是没有找到，你是独一无二的。
And I have received so much pleasure from meeting Ramananda Roy.
我和 Ramananda Roy 的见面让我获得了无比的喜悦。
And Sarvabhauma said, yes, that's why I wanted you to go there. I wanted you to meet him.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就说，是啊，这就是为什么我让你去见 Ramananda Roy.
So, at that point, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ends his narration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pilgrimage to South India.
那么到现在为止呢，Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 呢就结束了对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的南印度之旅的描绘。
And he feels that he cannot fully describe the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya because they are unlimited.
同时呢，他也表达了这种遗憾。他说，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这些逍遥时光呢是无穷无尽的，他不可能一一的描述。
Anyone who hears about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya traveling to South India will very soon get pure love for Krishna.
任何听说了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去南印度的这些超然的逍遥时光的人，很快的就会达到对主 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
Everyone should hear with faith and devotion and give up envy.And everyone should chant the holy name of Krishna.
每一个人呢都应当怀着这种怀着无比的这种信心和爱，应当放弃这个嫉妒之心，然后呢一起来唱诵主 Hari 的圣名。
The pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are just like an unfathomable ocean. It is not possible to enter into that ocean.We are only standing on the shore, just touching the water.
那他说呢，是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光呢，就像是浩瀚的海洋一样深不可测。就要走进这样的一座汪洋是几乎是不可能的。我们只是站在岸边，我只是呢触碰了一下那里的水而已。
The more one hears Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime with faith and study them thoroughly, the more one will attain love for Krishna.
一个人越是满怀的信心的去聆听 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光，越是 非常深入的去研习这一切逍遥时光，就越能达到对于至尊主的这种爱的狂喜。
Shri Rupa Shri Raghunatha Padeyare Ashchaitanya Charitamrita Hare Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps.
然后他最后说呢，我 Krishna Das 在 Sri Rupa 和 Sri Raghunath 的莲花足下深深的祈祷，我的心中永远的祈求着他们的仁慈，我追随他们的步伐去叙述 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 9th chapter, describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels to many holy places in South India.
那么 Bhaktivedanta 就Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 第九章的有关于 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu在南印度之旅中的众多的逍遥时光的这个评注就此结束。
Next week we will begin chapter 10, the Lord's return to Jagannath Puri.
下一周我们就开始玛迦丽拉中篇逍遥的第十章，主回归 Jagannath Puri。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 我们看一下大家有没有问题。
Yes, Rajendra is bombarding me with questions.
Rajendra, 爸爸我掀起了风暴，这个发了这么多的问题。Rajendra 爸爸询问，感恩爸爸和翻译，在南方巡游期间，还能抽出宝贵时间给我们甘露。问题一，这个月是吉祥的 Purushottama 月，主持当年马哈爸爸有关这个月有什么顺势？圣恩 Prabhupada 怎么过这个月的？我们应当怎么度过这个吉祥的月份？Okay. Question one. Thank you, Prabhu and translators, for giving your precious time to pass nectars during your trip to the south. The first question is: this month is, as we know, the auspicious Purushottama month. Did Lord Chaitanya give any special instructions? About this month, how did the Srila Prabhupada spend his time in this month? How should we spend our time in this auspicious month?
Okay, I have pretty much answered that question already.
刚才在讲课当中呢，关于你的这个问题呢，大部分我已经做了，我做了大致的回答。
But we have to understand something very important about how Prabhupada trained and educated the devotees in Vaishnava culture.
那么这个地方呢，我们就要讲到有关于这个 Vaishnava 的这个传统和这些标准，那个 Srila Prabhupada 是如何来训练这个奉献者们的，就是包括这个 Vaishnava 的礼仪。
The Prabhupada did not fabricate anything.
那 Prabhupada 呢，他不会自己去杜撰些什么。
Prabhupada did not change anything.
Prabhupada 他也不会随意的改动什么。
Prabhupada presented the Vaishnava culture exactly how he received it from his Guru Maharaj.
那么Srila Prabhupada 呢，是根据他从他的 Guru Maharaj 他的灵性导师那里所接受的那个样子，然后呢，完全按照那个原样来传递给奉献者们的。
So, for example, in the early days of Krishna consciousness, we only depended on Prabhupada to know when was Ekadashi.
比如说在 Krishna 直觉运动的早期呢，我们关于比如说哪一天是 Ekadashi 这些信息呢，完全都是依赖于Srila Prabhupada 的讯息。
Or Prabhupada would come in the morning and he would tell the devotees, today is Janmashtami, we are fasting.
就比如说呢，某天早上 啊，那时的爸爸就会来到庙里对奉献者说，今天是 Jamashtami， 啊，我们今天呢要戒食一天。
So there was no as such an official Vaishnav calendar.
所以那个时候还没有一份非常正规的 Vaishnava 日历。
So devotees would follow Prabhupada's instruction.
所以呢，奉献者们是完全去听从 Srila Prabhupada 的这个训示来过的。
Then later on, when devotees began to get trained in India, then they put together the Vaishnav calendar, which is issued every year by the Gaudiya Mart.
那么后来呢，这个奉献者就是到了印度，到这些圣地接受了一些培训，这样子他们就根据这个 Gaudiya Mart， 他们这个 Vaishnav 日历呢，也做出了相应的这个日历，分发给奉献者们。
With all the festival celebration, all the fasting.
那所有的上面都记录了这些节日啊，然后戒食日啊，庆祝日呀、啊。
All the songs that we need to do, all the books we're supposed to read.
还有我们应当唱的那些歌，我们应当看的书。
Chaturmasya.
还有 Chaturmasya 这个四月苦行等等。
What we should eat, what we should not eat.
啊，说我们应当吃些什么，我们不应当吃些什么。
So Prabhupada did not change that.
Prabhupada 并没有改变这些。
But Prabhupada put certain emphasis on Harinam.
但是 Srila Prabhupada 把他的这个重点呢，是落在这个 Harinam， 就是唱诵。
On book distribution.
唱诵圣名，还有包括派书。
On maintaining temples.
还有呢，去这个维护这个庙宇这些。
On outreach preaching.
还有对外的。传教活动。
And he did that because he understood from his Guru Maharaj that this was far more important.
那么他之所以把重点都放在这些地方呢，因为他完全了解他的灵性导师的心，因为他的灵性导师呢就是这样想的，他认为所有的这一切要比去非常严格的去遵循那些日历啊，按照那个日历要重要的多。
So we have to understand the difference between the rule and the principle.
所以我们一定要懂得这个规则和原则之间的区别。
If, for example, there is a fasting day and you want to stay home and chant all day instead of going out preaching, that is not following the principle.
那举例来说，比如说这一天根据 Vaishnava 日历是一个戒食日。那本来是可以到外面去做对外的传教的，但是你却没有那么去做，只是在家里去唱诵啊，去念诵啊，看书，那就可以说你是违背了原则。
If, for example, we want to follow all the strict rules of Chaturmasya and do nothing else for 4 months, we follow the rules, but we don't follow the principle.
那举例来说，比如说在 Chaturmasya 四月的苦行这四个月。你是非常的严格的按照了这个四月的这个苦行，然后做了所有严格的苦修戒食，但是呢你足不出户，就没有到外面去传教，那可以说你就是违背了原则。
So just like for Kartik, Prabhupada explains Kartik is a very powerful month to make spiritual progress.
那就像是Srila Prabhupada他说到这个 Kartik 月，他说这个月呢对于这个灵性的进步来说是至关重要的。
And for 1 month, we offer lamps to Lord Damodar.
那在这个月当中，我们每天都会向主达摩达尔供奉灯，吉祥灯。
So with the month of Purushottam, it's the same. It's a very powerful month.
所以呢，这个 Purushottam 月呢也是这样的，它也是力量强大。
But we don't have the facilities to do what other people do who reside in the holy land.
但是呢，我们没有这个条件和那些住在圣地的人一样做同样的事情。
So the best way to celebrate the Purushottam month where we are is to increase our chanting, to increase our hearing, to increase our serving, and to increase our preaching.
所以呢，我们既然不是在这个圣地的话，在我们所在的这个地方，那么最好的去度过 Purushottam月的方式就是说增加我们的念诵的数量和质量，然后增加我们的传教，增加我们的阅读，增加我们的这个奉献服务，增加我们和奉献者的联谊。
It's always the best way to please Krishna by increasing one's sadhana.
增加一个人的这个 sadhana 永远是取悦 Krishna 的最好的方式。
We can never go wrong.
如果去这样做的话呢，永远是不会出错的。好，下一个问题是转发问题，有关女士的问题。作为真守生不知所措，请您讲讲，请问这个年代女人的职责是什么？是首要的职责又是什么？ This is a question forwarded from another devotee. This question is in regards to ladies. As brahmacharis, we don't know what to do about this. What question is, what's the main responsibility or duty of the women in this day and age? What's their principal duty?
What to do about what?
What is the main duty of the woman in this day and age? What's their principal duty or responsibilities?
There are many different responsibilities. It depends if the woman is single, if the woman is married, if the woman is a devotee, if the woman is not a devotee.
那么你要说到这个女人的这个职责呢，它是方方面面的，而且要根据这个女人的这个情况，比如说她究竟是已婚还是未婚，是奉献者还是非奉献者，有孩子还是没有孩子，结婚还是没有结婚，
depends if she has children or have no children.
有孩子还是没有孩子， work or not work,
work or not,
包括她工作还是不工作，这个你身处的位置不一样，这个职责就会不一样。 So what is the primary duty?
The prime duty is to be a responsible, honest citizen.
这个最首要的职责是一个成为一个非常诚实的一个遵守职责的一个公民。
The second is to be an honest, responsible family member.
第二个呢，就是你要作为这个家一位非常负责任的一个非常诚实的一个家庭的一员。
And the third is to be an honest, responsible mother and wife.
第三个呢，就是要成为一个非常真诚的、非常负责任的妻子和母亲。
And the fourth is to be an honest, responsible devotee.
第四个呢，就要成为非常真诚的、非常守职责的一个奉献者。
Exactly in that order, not the other way around.
那我说的这个顺序呢是不能打乱的，就是完全按照这个顺序来。
Yes, before we become devotees, we have to know to be human beings.
就是在成为一个合格的奉献者之前，我们应当要学会做人。
Not that we become devotees and then we try to work out how to be a human being.
不是说先成为一个奉献者，跳到奉献者那这个层面了，然后再去学会怎么样把这个人做好。
Krishna consciousness is not about running away from life.
Krishna 知觉并不意味着逃避生活。
We have to fulfill our responsibilities and at the same time fulfill our obligations in spiritual life.
我们首先要履行自己在生活当中的这些职责，然后呢去实现我们在这个灵性这方面的职责。
Because once we become devotees, we become a representative of the entire Krishna consciousness.
因为一旦我们身为奉献者之后，实际上我们就是整个的代表了 Krishna 知觉了。就是说，我们成为 Krishna 知觉，整个 Krishna 知觉的一个代表者。
And whatever we do, whatever we say, however we behave, is a reflection on the spiritual master, on the process of Krishna consciousness, and on the entire philosophy of Vaishnava philosophy.
因为我们这时候成了 Krishna 知觉的代言人，所以我们的态度、我们的行为举止、我们做事的方式、待人接物，所有的这一切其实就是代表了我们的灵性导师，代表了我们 Krishna 知觉的灵修的程序，也代表了我们整个的 Krishna 知觉的哲学。下一个问题也是来自 Rajendra， 这个月有特殊的服务吗？每天我们都做，这个月只是增加服务的强度，还需要做什么特殊的服务吗？贵谢。 So is there any special service required for this Purushottama month? There are many things we do every day, so we do more or the intensity of those service. But is there any other additional service or special service we need to do? Thank you. 这个问题呢，刚才前面也就答了，基本上就是这样。下一个问题吧，君泽帕布问，主持单恋马哈巴布强调分爱服务，很少谈到业报，有些人不相信业报，我们怎么能给他们讲明白？Lord Chaitanya emphasized so much on bhakti, devotional service. However, he talked little about karma. Many people don't believe karma. How can we make it clear to make them understand about karma?
About karma?
Yeah, how do we explain to them so that they can understand what karma is?
The best way to explain karma is by explaining what Krishna teaches Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita.
如果说你要把这个业报讲清楚呢，你最好就是根据Bhagavad Gita 国家梵歌中 Krishna 给 Arjuna 的这个教导来谈。
Especially chapter 3.
特别是这个第三章。
Chapter 5.
还有第五章。
Chapter 13, chapter 14.
还有第十三章和第十四章。
Everything is explained about karma.
那关于这个业报 karma 在这几章里面呢都有非常详尽的解释。下一个问题，想请帕布给分析讲解到底什么是 Krishna 的安排，什么不是 Krishna 的安排。Can you analyze or explain what is Krishna's arrangement and what is not? What is not Krishna's arrangement?
Is this right, Linda?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yes.
What is Krishna's arrangement is what is given to us by the spiritual master and by the devotees.
那么什么是 Krishna 的安排呢？就是灵性导师和其他奉献者所给予我们的安排。
When a devotee is very advanced in Krishna consciousness, one may receive instruction from Krishna within the heart directly.
当一个奉献者已经达到了非常精进的很高的那个层面的时候，他可能也会在心中直接的得到 Krishna 所给他的训谕。
Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that he guides people within the heart.
因为在博迦梵歌中 ，Krishna 也是说到了，他在每一个人的心中指引着他。
But people don't know that Krishna is within the heart, so they have no way to confirm that.
但是呢，因为人们他们不相信 Krishna 就在自己的心里。所以呢，没有什么可以证实这个 Krishna 的这个话的方法。
So when a devotee becomes Krishna conscious and they want to know what is Krishna's arrangement, the best way to find out is by checking with the spiritual master and the devotees.
那么如果一个人他已经成了 Krishna 的奉献者，然后他要去判断究竟一件事情是 Krishna 的安排还是不是 Krishna 的安排。那最好就是向灵性导师和其他的奉献者求证。
Krishna's arrangement means it's a Krishna conscious arrangement.
那什么叫 Krishna 的安排呢？就是意味着是 Krishna 知觉中的安排。
Not an emotional arrangement, not an intellectual arrangement.
不是只是出于感情冲动或者是智力上的一种思辨。
Not a whimsical arrangement.
也不是心血来潮、异想天开的那种安排。
But something well thought out. Krishna conscious.
那一定是就是深思熟虑的，在 Krishna 知觉中做出的安排。
Therefore, we should never rush in making decision. We should check 100 times before we do it.
所以呢，我们千万不要冲动的去做任何事情，一定。要在做出一个决定之前呢，一定要确认很多次，确信无疑，这样才能确信无疑。
Then we know it's Krishna's arrangement.
这样我们才能知道是 Krishna 的安排与否。下一个问题也是转的问题，造口业真有业报吗？比如说说话难听，说狠话，咕噜有的时候骂门徒不会有业报吧？那是人子吧。So in Chinese, especially based on Buddhism, we say that someone may cause karma if he says something very badly, offensive. or hurting others. So will that also bring some karma orally, and because of this oral offense? So sometimes we see gurus also reprimand the disciples very heavily. Will that also cause karma, or it's simply mercy?
No, that's different.
You mean gurus?
And
but this is two questions.
When it comes to devotional service, when devotees say something harsh, or when they make an offense, it's not karma, it's called an offense.
就是在 Krishna 智觉当中的话，在奉献服务当中，如果有的奉献者就像你说的说一些非常重的这个话狠话的话，那个就已经不是业报的范畴了，那个叫冒犯。
So what's an offense?
什么叫做冒犯？
An offense is something that goes against principles of devotional service.
什么叫冒犯？冒犯意思就是说违背了奉爱服务的原则的事情。
So they are offenses to the devotees.
所以呢，这个冒犯呢，包含着对奉献者的冒犯。
Offenses to the deities.
对于神像的冒犯。
Offenses to the guru.
对 guru 灵性导师的冒犯。
Offenses to the prasadam.
然后对于 prasadam 的冒犯。
Offenses to the books.
然后呢，还有对于书籍的这个冒犯。
Offenses to the holy name.
或者是对那个圣名的冒犯。
Offenses to the holy dam.
对于上帝的冒犯。
So there are many ways that we may misbehave, that we may think brings karma, but actually it brings about an offense.
也就是说身为奉献者的话，我们做了一些错事，说了一些错话，然后我们就以为哦，我们可能会招致业报，但是这个其实已经不在业报这个范围里，这个叫奉献者的冒犯。
And what happens when we make such an offense is our spiritual progress is checked.
那我们一旦有了这样的冒犯会发生什么呢？就是我们的这个灵性之途呢就终止了。
And we can't move further unless we clear that offense out of the way.
那除非是把这个冒犯完全清除掉，否则就会寸步难行。
Krishna is very merciful, but we have to do the needful.
Krishna 是非常的仁慈的，但是同时在我们这一边，我们也得做这个必要的事情。
So when we do something wrong in Krishna consciousness, for each thing that we do wrong, there is something to fix it.
所以当我们在 Krishna 知觉当中有了这个冒犯的话，每做一个冒犯呢，还是有办法去弥补的。Sorry, I have to ask something because you didn't reply the first one.If orally someone said something
that's what I'm saying, it's an offense.
Okay, 好，我再回到你刚才说的第一个问题，说造口业真有业报吗？那么这个的话就是奉献，就是这个是冒犯了，这个都超过这个业报了，就是说你的奉献服务，你的灵性的成长完全就会因为你的这个冒犯所终止。But what about the guru?
Okay, so now we move on to the guru.
好，现在我们再来讲 guru.
If the guru chastises a disciple, it's the guru's mercy.
如果是 guru, 他呢那个很重的这个骂门徒哈，那这个呢就叫做仁慈。
Of course, the guru has to be qualified to chastise.
当然，要这样去责骂自己的门徒呢，这个 guru 也是必须要有资格的。你不能这样去责骂自己的门徒，以至于他就离开了 Krishna 知觉了。
So when a guru chastises, the chastisement is actually based on affection and care.
那如果说这个 guru 呢，他这个责骂这个门徒呢，他应当是或者说他就是出于他的爱和责任的。对这个门徒的这种责任感和对门徒的爱。
The most important thing to understand is a spiritual master will never chastise a disciple who is not able to handle the chastisement.
那么还有一个非常重要的一点就是说，如果说这个门徒是没有办法去承受这个侮辱给他的那种强烈的责骂或者惩戒的。那么这个 guru 他是不会这样去做的，也就是说 guru 他 的对这个门徒的那个责罚呢，一定是要门徒有一个前提，这个门徒他能承受。下一个问题也是转发的，在 Krishna 的逍遥时光中， Krishna 骂人不带脏字，不仅如此还骂得如此甜美，比如他惩罚卡利亚蛇，说他骂他骂得那么甜蜜令人心醉，还面带微笑的收拾卡利亚蛇，我们可以这么做吗？这算是模仿还是追随呢？在生活中我们如何骂人呢？还是不骂？谢谢上师。In Krishna's pastime, we don't know, some questions from some devotee forwarded by Rajendra. So, in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna never used that unfurling words in his chastisement. Instead, his chastisement is always so melodious and so sweet. For example, when he chastised Kaliya, it was so sweet and so beautiful. And he would even chastise the Kaliya with a smile on his face. Can we also do that? Is it called imitation or following? In our life, how do we chastise or scold other persons?
Why do you need to scold other people?
为什么要骂人呢？
You have to be in a position to be able to scold someone.
如果说你要去骂人的话，你必须得身在其位，就是说你的位置合适，你才去骂别人，不能随便的去骂别人。
A mother can correct a child.
比如说一个妈妈，她可以纠正一个孩子的错误。
A husband can correct a wife.
比如一个丈夫呢，他可以去纠正自己的妻子。
Someone in a responsible position can correct someone under their responsibilities.
就是如果是一个人他纠正别人或者批评别人，他是出于对那个人的这个责任。
So you can correct someone.
你可以纠正别人。
Without scolding.
但是你不要去骂他。But when we say scolding, what it actually means is name calling, calling someone's name.
No, that's not the Vaishnava culture.
如果说你骂人用脏字儿，就像你刚才前面说的，很字脏字来骂人的话，这个绝对不是 Vaishnava 的文化，是不能骂人的。
You have to be careful about this mentality, and you have to be careful about being over-familiar.
你得非常的这个小心，不要以为你跟别人好像关系很近，然后你就可以随意的去骂他，这个是得非常的警惕的。
对。
那换句话说就是不能带脏字的去骂别人。No calling names at all.
No calling names.
绝对不能骂人，在任何情况下都不能骂人。Lila Smarana, 顶拜帕普讲课中提到 Veeramangala Thakur 说只有完全放弃物质享乐的欲望才能看到 Krishna。 这里提到的完全放弃物质享乐的欲望意味着什么，可以详细的讲解一下吗？ My humble obeisances to you, David Dasi, Lila Smarana, David Dasi. In your lecture you mentioned that Veeramangala Thakur said that only when completely give up one's material desire for enjoyment, can one find Krishna or see Krishna? Can you explain more about this point, completely giving up the desire for material enjoyment? Can you give more detailed explanation on that?
This, you will find the answers by studying thoroughly the Shikshastak and prayers of Lord Chaitanya.
这个呢，如果说你去仔细的去学习一下，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 Shri Shikshastakam 就是主的八训规里面就讲到了。
The goal of every activity that we perform in Krishna consciousness is to lead to pure chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
我们在 Krishna 知觉当中的所做的一切呢， 就是为了把我们导向一个唯一的目标，这个目标就是去纯粹的唱颂 Krishna 的圣名，纯粹的去唱颂 Hare Krishna。
Everything we do in Krishna consciousness is only with the objective to reach the pure chanting。
我们在 Krishna 知觉当中所做的一切就是为了要达到纯粹的念诵或者唱颂。
That's the first fundamental principle that we have to understand。
这个是我们必须要明白的一个最基础的原则。
We can be expert at everything。
我们可能什么事情都做得非常漂亮。
But if we don't put emphasis on developing pure chanting, then we cannot make serious progress。
但是呢，如果说我们没有非常努力的致力于去提高我们的唱诵的质量，而达到纯粹的念诵的话，那其他的一切都是徒劳无益的。
So since now the emphasis is on pure chanting, we turn to the Shikshastakam to learn how to get to the pure chanting。
那因为我们现在的目标非常的明确，就是要达到纯粹的念诵和唱诵的境界，所以我们就可以回到这个是就是 Shikshastakam 组的八训规当中去看一看，一个人应当怎么样做才能够达到纯粹的念诵和唱诵。
I'm not going to give now an entire course on the Shikshastakam。
我现在呢没有时间就这个组的八训规讲一整堂课。
But if you look at the first four verses of the Shikshastakam,
我们可以先看一看最前面的四个世界。
They describe the condition of the jiva.
那就谈到了 jiva 普通灵魂的局限性。
They describe the lack of taste for the holy name.
我们的这种状况，也谈到了对于这个圣名的没有品味。
They describe the attitude that one must have while chanting.
还有呢，就是讲到了在唱诵的时候应当持有什么样的心态。
And especially the fourth one.
特别是第四条很关键，就是昨天我们也在一个群里面在读，就是第四条。
But not with a Gurukul melody.
Nadhanam
najanam nasundarim kavitamba jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare。
这个是一个梵文的那个旋律。
I have no desire for wealth. I have no desire for beautiful women. I have no desire for any number of followers. All I want is your unmotivated, pure devotional service.Janma, Janmanishvare, birth after birth. That is pure devotional service.
那么在这个主的八训规的第四条当中就是讲到了我呢不稀罕任何的追随者，我不希求任何的女人，我不稀罕任何的追随者，我只希望一世复一世为你做没有缘故的奉献服务。
SoHow do we get to pure devotional service is by working gradually every day on pure chanting.
那我们怎么样才能够做到呢？我们就是每一天都要去努力的去非常纯粹的去念诵主的圣名。
Then we know. Right. These are the symptoms. Lord Chaitanya says, no followers, no wealth,no beautiful women or whatever is attractive in the material world.
所以呢，主持参加马哈帕布呢，他就是这样说的，就是说他不稀罕任何的财富，不稀罕任何的追随者，也不稀罕任何美丽的这个女人，也不去追求任何的女人。所以说呢，就是需要有这样的一种心态，才能够去纯粹的念诵主的圣名。
Then when you look at the following four.Verses of the Shikshastakam, and they explain the symptoms of one who chants purely.
那么在后面的这个四节当中呢，就是说到了一个人他 去纯粹的唱诵主的圣名的时候，它会有一些什么样的特征表现出来？
And of course, the last one, which is according to the Acharyas, is Radharani herself speaking.
那么最后的那个主的八旬规的第八条，其实就是 Radharani， 就根据这个Acharyas 过去的历代先生们他们所说的。分析呢，就是这是 Radharani 的这个心态。
She expresses what is pure bhakti.
她就是在分析了，在说到了什么是纯粹的 bhakti， 什么是 bhakti。
Ashvishava padaratam vinastumam madarshanam marmahatam karotuva yathatathava viradaturam pato matrananatastu sahevanapara. I know no one but Krishna is my Lord.
除了 Krishna， 我不知道任何人。
And he shall remain so, even if he crush me by his embrace.
即使他拥抱我时让我哭泣，离开我时叫我心碎，他仍是我的主，一世复一世。
Or crushes me by his absence.
即使他离开我时让我心碎。
He remains my Lord unconditionally.
他永远都是我的主。
So that's the highest level.Of understanding of pure devotional service.
所以呢，这个是我们对于纯粹的奉献服务的一个真实的理解。
So your answer, Lila Smaranam Devi Dasi Mataji, is found in the prayers of the Shikshastra.
所以呢 ，Lila Smaranam Mataji， 你的这个答案呢，就是可以在这个主的八训规当中找到。
And thank you for always asking good questions.
而且非常感谢你总是提出非常好的问题。
Okay, we'll finish here.
好，我们今天就先讲到这里。
Thank you, Sati Mataji.
感谢 Sati Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees.
感谢所有的奉献者。
And for all your good questions.
感谢所有奉献者的非常好的问题。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.
Jai.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.
Jai.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai,
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai,
Jai.
Kashyadesh Yatra Ki Jai,
Jai.
Gopremanande Hari Hari Bol.
百昆的知音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的其他念经，其他念成成美达的这个讲课就到这里结束了。我们下周同一时间，星期三早上七点再见。祝大家度过非常美好的充满 Krishna 智慧的一天。 Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.